Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Kerr. I'm here today with a native of North Carolina who just so happens to be a prolific playwright. Among her works are Effing Art, I Used to Write on Walls, Be a Good Little Widow, Going to a Place Where You Already Are, and The Cake. She's also written for several television shows such as Switched at Birth, American Gods, Made, and This Is Us, the latter of which earned her 3 Primetime Emmy nominations as a producer on it. Most recently, she made her Broadway debut as book writer on the new stage musical adaptation of Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook. Not to mention that a new play of hers is getting ready to premiere its Playmakers Repertory Company titled The Game. Please welcome Becca Brunstetter.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and I hope you're enjoying your day.
I am, thank you.
So to start things off, how are things going with The Game?
They're going great. I'm actually back at my home in LA right now, but I was there in rehearsal with them last week. I just sort of got to see the work they were doing, and then I did a bunch of rewrites and threw a bunch of rewrites at the actors, and now they're working on the new material. I think next week they start doing runs of the whole show to show the designers. So it's a pretty quick process, but I'm really happy with where we're at right now.
And would you mind telling us about the play?
The Game is an adaptation of Lysistrata, which is an old Greek play about a group of women that band together to go on a sex strike to end the Trojan War. My adaptation takes place in the present day, and it's about a group of women who come together because all of their husbands and partners are addicted to playing a video game. And they decide to go on a strike to get their husbands to stop playing the video game, but the husbands don't care or notice and just want to play the game. So it's a comedy about marriage and friendship and community and the ways in which we all rely on technology these days to connect with other people and keep us happy.
How did you come up with the idea for The Game?
You know, it's an adaptation of Lysistrata, so the basic story was already there, but I always, when I sit down to write something, I'm always thinking about my own life. And my husband is a huge gamer. I'm not a gamer at all. I don't play video games. So over the years of us being together, I've had to really come to understand why he loves them and the purpose they serve in his life. So I just thought it would be a great adaptation of Lysistrata, because these are the, you know, obviously there's war, real war happening in our world right now, but we've also got a lot of video games that have brought the concept of war into our domestic spaces. So it just seemed like a good modern take on the story.
And what have you been enjoying most about working with Playmakers?
Well, I went to college at UNC and studied theater, and I wrote my first play when I was at UNC working with Playmakers. When you're an undergraduate drama major at UNC, you work on the Playmakers shows. It's kind of like a homecoming. It's really cool. When I was there last week, I got to talk to some students. And, you know, I used to be in a class at UNC talking to, having guest lecturers come and talk to me. So it's very full circle. It's nice. And I'm from Winston-Salem near Chapel Hill. So it's just nice to be able to come home. I live in Los Angeles now. I live on the other side of the country, so it feels good to go there and visit.
And going back to the beginning, how did you first get started in the theater?
I mean, it kind of started at UNC Chapel Hill. I was in plays in high school, just kind of in the chorus, but I was always writing as well. And when I came to UNC as a freshman, I was studying fiction writing and poetry writing, but I was also a drama major. But pretty early on, I wasn't really interested in acting or directing, but I loved to write. So my first semester, I wrote my first play, and I was absolutely hooked, and continued to write plays through my 4 years at UNC Chapel Hill.
And you've also worked quite a bit in television. How did you end up making that transition?
I went to grad school for playwriting in New York. I went to the New School for Drama, a program for playwriting, but a little bit of TV and film writing as well. And then after grad school, I was just in New York writing plays and submitting them and working with some small theater companies while also working survival jobs. And after a couple of years, I was lucky enough to get an agent at William Morris through that agent who saw just like a reading of my play at a theater, he started to put me out there for TV work. And it took a while. It wasn't like an overnight, like, you work in TV now. But I got a writer's assistant job on a very old MTV show in Brooklyn. And that kind of led to my first staff job. And now I've been sort of gradually moving up the ranks and doing it for about 12 years now.
And what are some of your favorite experiences of working in TV so far?
I love the collaboration and how it is kind of similar to theater. In a writer's room, you're building a story together. You are figuring out as a team what's going to happen every episode. And that reminds me a lot of being at a play rehearsal and talking about how the best way to tell the story. It's very collaborative. And I also really love being on set with all the moving pieces and just the excitement of seeing something, you know, that you've only had in your head become real in front of you. It's similar to the first time you see a run of your play.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you recently made your Broadway debut as book writer of the new musical, The Notebook. How did you get involved with that?
The producers, Kevin McCollum and Kurt Deutsch, years ago just were big fans of the movie and the book and had the idea that it might make a good musical. They brought Ingrid Michaelson on board, or they kind of talked to her about the concept, and she immediately started writing the music because she also loved the story of The Notebook. And then they needed a book writer. I think it was my agent who heard that they were looking for somebody and brought the concept to me, like, as if I would be interested in this. At that point, they sent me a couple of Ingrid's songs that she had already written, and I thought they were beautiful. I decided to start working on it with her, and the two of us started developing the idea together, and then we brought directors on board and started developing the idea, and it all in all was a 7-year development process, so they take a long time.
Yeah, and how familiar were you with the source material prior to this?
I had seen the movie a number of times. I did not read the book until I, you know, was deciding whether or not to work on the project. And the book is beautiful. If you read the book and then watch the movie, it's one of the best adaptations of a book I've seen. It's a really good one. In my screenwriting and my TV career, I do some adaptations of books to screen. And it's a hard thing to do, to take characters that are beloved and a story that exists in a book and figure out what to leave out and what to change to make it a successful story for the screen. And it's a really good adaptation. The book is beautiful.
What was it like for you getting to try your hand at writing a musical?
It's been wonderful. I love musicals. I've always loved them. I can't sing or dance, so I cannot contribute to them in that way. Writing the book for a musical is just my way to be around them and contribute creatively without having to sing or dance. So it's been wonderful. I love it, and I can't wait to do it again.
Do you have yourself attached to any other musical projects at the moment?
So I have another musical that I've been working on at the same time as The Notebook. It's called AD 16 because it takes place in the year AD 16. It's about teenage Mary Magdalene falling in love with teenage Jesus. And it's this big, wonderful, takes place in Nazareth. It's like this big, lovely teen Bible musical. We did that at the Olney Theater in Maryland a couple years ago, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it next. But currently, no other musicals, just that one.
Back to Notebook. I was fortunate enough to have spoken with one of your actors, Joy Woods, while she was in the Triangle area last year doing Dreamgirls at North Carolina Theater, and I did ask her about getting to be a part of the world premiere production. Now, what was it like getting to work with your cast and creative team?
We have a wonderful cast. A lot of them have been with us through workshops over the years, especially Marianne Plunkett. She's been with us for many workshops. We did it in Chicago in the fall of 2022. Getting to work with a lot of the same actors and designers for a long time is so great because it just means that you have a shared language about the piece and you try things together, you try new things together, you kind of figure out what works, and everybody gets real comfortable and there's a sense of ownership that I think is really important in creating something wonderful, is everyone involved feeling like they can have their hand in it and they get to sort of like be their best creative selves because they feel like it's theirs too. And we definitely have that with this. Everyone has that sense of ownership.
For those who'd like to pursue a career in script writing, where do you think would be a good place to start?
I mean, I started, you know, with my education, I studied different kinds of writing in both college and grad school. And, you know, that's kind of a big commitment, especially graduate school is very expensive. With writing, the thing that's more important than connections, than any program, is to write And that's what's so wonderful. And we're lucky to want to be writers. You know, actors and directors have to sort of like wait to be selected to work on projects. It's harder to kind of do your own thing. But the most important thing if you want to write is to write and to develop that muscle and to keep writing and build your body of work and find your voice. And also take in a lot of other content. Read books. See plays, see movies, see what else is out there. Just become a fan of other people's work, become an expert of all that's out there so that that can sort of like inform what you're doing, but mostly just write. And that's the hard part, is just to keep doing it.
Well, yeah, as an aspiring script writer myself, I certainly know what you mean. And I, of course, do strive to get better every day.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just saying this in my previous interview, that that's the hard part, is to just keep doing it and to not compare yourself to other people. So you've got to just kind of shut out the world and just focus on the story you want to tell and just write the next page.
And before we go, do you have any other upcoming projects that you'd like to share with us, I guess, other than the aforementioned AD16?
Just The Game and The Notebook. That's all I got right now, I think. Yeah.
As a contributor for GoldDerby.com, you know, we, of course, follow Ward Singh. So who knows, maybe we'll see you among this year's Tony nominees for Best Book of a Musical for The Notebook when they're announced next month. But we'll see.
That would be amazing. I hope so. That'd be very cool.
Becca, I thank you very much for devoting your time to this interview. It was great getting to talk to you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
And for those who'd like to keep up with your career, where can people find you on the internet?
My website is my name, BeccaBronsetter.com.
Be sure to catch Playmakers Repertory Company's production of The Game. It will be running from April 10th through 28th. You can also catch The Notebook running at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway. You can find more information in the episode notes. So thanks again for joining me today, Becca. This was great.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
If you love this show, please leave us a review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/carereviewspodcast and follow the simple instructions. Feel free to subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. If you'd like to find more content from me, please visit my website, which is www.carereviews.net. You can also find it on Twitter at @carereviews and me at @JeffreyCare. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all later.